obviously it's on the interweb. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
I'm gonna die unless I get to see the world's smallest horse. I'd do anything for a rattlesnake or a ZZ Top keychain. He can stand on the other side of the plywood counter with all the advantages. Hey, that's okay. It's not magic, it's just a fooling. That Def Leppard mirror is just a ring toss away. Fell off a ride on the midway. Texas, like what? 7 stories tall. What did you expect? Fell off a ride on the midway. Fell off a ride on the midway. Oh, I nearly died on the midway. ZZ Top keychain.
This Gold England belongs to me.
Told you ain't as good as us. Join the line and sign your name. And they all said, now our country's going bust. But no one's fooling us again. England belongs to me. A nation's pride, dirty water off the river. Boys are back to stay, and you all know what we can do. It's held high, marching all the way for the red, white and blue. England belongs to me. I said you better believe it. The nation's brought to rob the river. Take away a memory. Oh,
said you better believe it. No one can. One more, just you. On your own, here we go. Come on, New York, just you. I said you better believe it. No one can take away her memory. Oh, England belongs to me. England belongs to me, to me, to me, to me, to me. No one can take away her memory. England belongs to me.
I-24 one night with canned goods headed down to Choo Choo Town. I pulled off for coffee, got out and gassed up, walked inside to the counter and sat down. Next to me sat a silver-haired old gentleman with a pain of years of trucking in his eyes. He turned to me and whispered, "You headed south, son? If you are, can this old trucker bum a ride?" I said, "Well, 10-4 for sure, old timer. You can ride shotgun with me anytime." So I paid the bill, helped him pull on his windbreaker. We climbed into my rig and headed down the line. So he talked for a while about 40 years of trucking, about Chattanooga and his great family. I asked him where his rig was. He looked at me heartbroken, said they just took my license away from me, 'cause I'm too old to truck anymore. You know you can't truck forever, son, you better learn that for sure. You gotta learn when to jam 'em and learn when to slam 'em and know when the years are creeping up your back door. You gotta learn when to spark it and know when to park it when you're too old to truck anymore. He said, "You know, I've been retired now for about a half a day. I'll be honest with you, son, I sure don't like it this way." He touched the steering wheel gently, closed his eyes, just went to sleep, that's all. And at that moment, I knew the old trucker's life was through. But he left me these golden rules of the road from his last haul, when he said, "I'm too old to truck anymore. You know you can't truck forever, and son, you better learn that for sure. You gotta learn when to jam 'em and learn when to slam 'em and know when the years are creeping up your back door. You gotta learn when to spark it and know when to park it. When you're too old to truck anymore. When you're too old to truck anymore.
Fast forward now. Fast forward now. Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
You were quite sad, and I was smoking, and you asked me for a light. You should have seen this girl playing so tight. And if she asked me, yeah, I'd just fight. She's got me going out of my mind, smoking on these camel nights. I told her she was looking real fine. She took the drag off a camel night and looked at me and said, let's get out of here, fuck this 49, yeah. This camel's got me going out of my mind, smoking on me, camel night. She's got me going out of my mind, smoking on these camel nights. She's got me going out of my mind, smoking on these camel nights. Let's go to the liquor store and go get one more. I need a pack of smokes, that ain't no fucking joke. I should have seen the signs to look for what I'm not. Let's get out of here with a bottle of wine. She's got me going out of my mind, smoking on these camel nights. She's got me going out of my mind, smoking on these.
Dyspepsia. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zeus.
I'm home.
Hello, honey. How'd your day go?
Well, I hate to say it, babe, but it was worse than you could know.
Oh, how so?
I dumped a big coffee all over my desk. You wouldn't believe the mess.
Oh, yuck.
And then old number 7 went down. Production was slow. I blew my stack. I fired Big Joe.
Big Joe? Uh-oh.
The boss got on my case and spent an hour snarling in my face. The entire day is knotted in my guts like a pile of rancid filbert nuts.
Oh, sweetie. Want a little something to munch?
Oh, no way, babe. I'm still regretting my lunch. I just want to relax a bunch.
So I think I'll lay back and watch the two. And with cold beer, my insides loo. And let the folks in living color live out my life for me. So hello, old television. Hello, my silvery tune. Won't you entertain me whilst I sit here and groove? 'Cause I don't wanna take a walk, and I don't wanna weed the garden. I'll just lie here, and by, dear, my arteries will harden.
I want to watch Kojak bust some heads and see policewoman pumping lead into an alley full of nasty youths who are shooting up and dropping dead.
I wonder how much blood the Bruins will shed.
And now, live from the four corners of the earth, it's nose-to-nose news with America's premier newspersons, Skippy Vitale and Candy Cimarron. Tonight and every night, bringing you reports about everything important that happened anywhere today on News Thing, ladies and gentlemen, Skippy Vitale and Candy Cimarron.
Good evening, I'm Candy Cimarron. Good evening, Skip.
Good evening, Candy. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Skippy Vitale. Welcome to NewsThink. Candy...
Skippy!
Oh, TV, TV, you shimmer and glimmer it too. When you're shining, I know you're trying to turn me into a boo. Oh, TV, TV, you shimmer and glimmer it too. When you're shining, you turn me into a boo.
There's a ship of fools on a summer sun cruise, searching for lovers and swimming in booze. But I've got to admit that the plot's a little loose.
Excuse me
while I take a little snooze.
And those floppy soaps in the middle of the day keep my peepers a-poppin'.
Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
Cause the stuff they're doing on TV
Marcia.
Never ever happens to me.
Marcia.
Well, we can't wait till there's one on every wall, so we won't miss a single scene at all. And every glittering drop of pap is dumped like liver into our laps.
Liver?
Yeah, it creates a vibrant, gutsy image, don't you think?
TV, TV, you're shimmering, glimmering too.
The red and yellow and green of your electric beams is searing its way into all of my dreams.
Oh, TV, TV, you're shimmering, glimmering too.
When you're shining, you turn me into a boob.
All the giddy, giddy game shows, the gobble up the mornings, are giving me the gumption to get on one myself. My favorite is the one that makes you dress up like a fool and jump and scream and laugh your way onto the shining stage. So I think I'll get a tutu, some hip boots and a robe, hang some bones around my neck, stick a knockwurst up my nose, and make my way to Hollywood to see if I can be invited to participate in that idiocy. So, with a little bit of luck, all my friends will be watching me on
TV, TV, you're shimmering, glimmering too. When you're shining, I know you're trying to turn me into a boo.
And now with the promise of the cable, at the touch of a button, I'll be able, with the merest twinge of a little whim, to plug my mind directly in. As soon as that pipeline comes to town, I'm gonna flop down and try to drown in the televised dribble, blather and crap that's swimming in the microwave sea. But until that day, I'll have to get by with a min-eye, tell-eye, perched upon my belly. When I tire of all the corn, I'll just tune in a little soft horn. Them naked women and comments crude are filling my head with thoughts so lewd. I'm almost tempted to change the channel, lying here in my checkered flannel. But oh my gosh, it's so easy to just stay put with my snack so greasy. I don't have no energy. Honey, set the alarm for me. God help us if the power fails. God help us if the power fails.
TV, TV, you're shimmering, glimmering too.
All around the clock then, from tick to tock, your limpid light is making me soft.
TV, TV, you're shimmering, glimmering too.
Oh, TV, TV, you're so good at turning me on. I just hate to shut you off.
Do we have to stop watching?
Afraid so, honey.
Well, ain't there a late show or something?
We just saw it.
Then let's look at the empty screen till we drop off.
Oh, sweetie, you know you've just got to get your rest.
How come?
For the big game that's on tomorrow night.
Hey, all right. And good night.
TV, TV, you're shimmering, glimmering too. When you're shining, I know you're trying.
Thank you. true.
I said, Mr. Mummy, what you used to do? He said he used to sing a little song or two. I said, Mr. Mummy, let's get out of this sand. Boy, I couldn't use you in my rock and roll band.
He said, man, he said that.
Put me back in my tune.
You all right, Mommy?
All right.
All right.
You sure you're okay?
Okay, okay.
All right.
Shut the box. All right.
We'll be right back.
style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good root shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
are whirling through space, drifting toward eternity. Mystical sparks encircled by loneliness and cold darkness. Are you afraid? So are a lot of other people. One of the reasons witchcraft has survived through the ages is because man's need to coerce destiny and subdue the fear within has never subsided. Witchcraft attempts to deceive, cajole, and otherwise disturb natural inclination and occurrences. Witches know about the universal energy of which all things are part. You, the stars, the trees, the rocks, the gods. We know how to tune into this energy and use it. A witch is a psychic female who, with magical secrets and sheer force of will, makes things happen. I'm a witch. My mother is a witch. My grandmother is a witch. And my grandmother's great-grandmother was a witch. I'm a sixth-generation witch. With magic, I control energy. With magic, I can help you become a power. With enchantments, spells, and charms, you will soon be able to rearrange the law and order of all things. Orgies are ritualistic energy exchanges that provide the concentration of power needed for spell casting. Witches and wizards crave energy, and in fact are very much addicted to it in all forms. And there's a special kind of energy derived from uniting with another. And so spellcasters do a tremendous amount of uniting. We know that a mystical bond exists between lovemakers. This bond is able to attract all sorts of good luck and success. An energy exchange celebration that is offered as a token to the gods will liberate your soul and expand your consciousness. You will be better able to absorb the raw energy of the cosmos and convert it quickly to your needs after you have participated in a glorious celebration of love. Enchanters need orgies. The orgy will help you generate the electric and magnetic impulses you'll need in order to cast spells. But the best time for an orgy is during the dark of the moon, or when the moon is full, and again at the times of the equinoxes. These are periods when the earth is surrounded by wild vibrations, and when if the orgy is successful, you will be able to slip easily into the fifth dimension of fantasy, gather what you need, and return stronger and ready to create your destiny. Traditional orgies have always consisted of either 9, 11, 13, or 22 guests. You're able to double the amount, triple it, increase it 7 times over. But you must never invite one more or one less. There's a reason for the strict discipline in witchcraft. And if you deviate from the rule, you could unleash powerful and unfortunate evil forces. So plan your orgy with care. Invite only a specified number of